itself.
Blog Talk Radio.
All participants are muted.
Second Chronicles 7-14 says to us, if my people who are called by my name would do just four things, humble yourselves and pray, seek my face and turn from your wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive your sins, I'll heal your land, I'll send cancer back to the pit, I'll cause men and women to run after God with everything that they have. Prayer changes things, you all. When you pray, God answers. When you pray, God answers. When you pray, God answers. God will answer. When you pray, God will answer. When you pray. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. That means that when you pray, things will get better. That night, don't just climb in the bed, but talk to the Lord. Oh, what do you think, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that you need to keep a praying spirit. All the things will get better when you pray. Things will get better when you pray. The Bible said, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Oh, I know that it's going to be formed, but the devil won't be able to use it against you. What God will do, God will cause that enemy that set that trap for you, the trap will end up being just the name. Why? Because it cannot prosper. When you pray, yeah. Hallelujah. together. In fact, let me pray about it right now. Our Father and our God, in Jesus' name, we come now to tell you thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank the Lord that all night last night, while we slumbered and we slept, the death angel hovered around us, but could not touch us, because you spoke life and told us to wake up early this morning to see the dawning of a brand new day. Somebody needs you right now. Somebody's sick in their bodies. Somebody thought that the doctors have given them a death sentence. But I know that life and death is in your hands. Jesus, stretch out your healing hand. Stretch out your merciful hand. Stretch out your hand of grace. Do it for us, Lord. We're never mindful to give you the praise, the glory, the honor shall be thine. In Jesus' name. You gotta pray. You gotta pray. Yeah, yeah. God answers. When you pray, God will answer. Yeah. When you pray, He'll answer. Yes, He does. He'll answer. One way or the other, the prayer and the answer cannot stay in heaven. One of them have got to come back. And I believe, God, that He's going to give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Words to say. People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. When the church stops praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking. At the sound of praising, nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, oh, oh. When we pray, oh, 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 oh. I see revival rising. Hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out in faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King. 'Cause we believe.
Situation. Invited to come and holy spirit, we welcome. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus, most gracious and most heavenly Father. It is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this afternoon, Father God, to bless your holy and your righteous name. Father God, Lord, we honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Father. We are so grateful to you, Father, for every little thing. Every little thing, every big thing, and everything in between, Father God, because you are everything, Father God, and everything is you. So, Father God, as we come on this afternoon, Father, we want to confess our sins, our shortcomings, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would please forgive us, Father, for wherever we have come short of your glory, every sin of omission, every sin of commission, oh, Father God, and we say thank you for the blood of Jesus. We say thank you, Father God, for your word, your spirit, your power, your angels. We say thank you for your people. We say thank you, God, for everything. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus, Father God. We thank you for who you are, Father God, and who you are to us, that you are our Heavenly Father. And all things consist in you. Father, it's in you we live, we move, and we have our being. Father God, if it had not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be, but we wouldn't be where we are right now. Father God, that we do know. But we want to say thank you that one day when we was lost, you found us. We want to say thank you, Father God, for reaching deep down into the miry clay, Father God, and lifting us up, pulling us up, Father God. We were too deep down to come up, Father God. There was no way out, Father God, until your word showed up and gave us an escape route. Oh, Father God, as your word declares, follow me. Jesus came to declare that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And when we follow Jesus, Father God, we're walking in the right way. We're walking in truth, and we're walking in the light. So, Father, we just want to bless you that you loved us so much that even before the foundations of the world, Father God, inasmuch as you knew that the first Adam was going to mess up, even though he didn't have to, but he chose to, Father God, you gave us a second Adam who you knew would not mess up, Father God, even though he could have, but he chose not to. Father God, we thank you for our redemption. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that we have been redeemed, oh, Father God, by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, by the person of Jesus, Father God. And for that, through saving faith, Father God, we have salvation. Thank you for our eternal salvation, God. We bless you for it. We thank you that we are saved. We thank you for the process of sanctification. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that we are being made all over, being made new. Oh, glory be to God. We are not the same people we used to be, Father. You said if any person be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father, for your help in our lives. Thank you that we are unable to be touched by evil, oh, Father God, and that no weapon formed against us prospers, but every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you, Father, that we will not die a premature death, but we will live and declare the works of the Lord, because there's work to do in your kingdom. Father God, we thank you for your commandment for us to work while it is day, for night cometh when no man, no woman can work. So, Father, you told us to redeem the time because the days are evil. So, Father, this is what we aim to do. Thank you, Father, for the services here today. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father. You brought us all this week up to this moment, and you didn't have to do it, but we say thank you that you did. Glory be
to your holy and righteous name. Thank you for this time of fasting, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for the resolve. Father God, hallelujah. So it appears to be more difficult to fast on the weekends, Father. Seems like we get more hungry on the weekends. God, we know it's just psychological, Father God, because a day ain't nothing but a day. And 24 hours is nothing but 24 hours. But Father God, we just want to say thank you for helping us to hold on, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we already give you advanced praise, Father God, because we know there shall be glory after this. There shall be breakthroughs after this. Oh, my God, we will testify like never before. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we're not going to wait to see it before we give you the praise. We're going to give you some advanced praise, even right now, Father. But we realize that faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, because it will be so, because God said so. And you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So there it is. There it is. And the promises of God are yes and amen. So, Father, we commit this service into your hands. Thank you. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Oh, Father God, and their families. You know what they're going through. Oh, Father God, you knew the press that it took for them even to call in today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. Father, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus, every spirit of interference, every spirit of distraction, every spirit that comes to subtract, every spirit that brings drama and anxiety. Father, we bind it all now in Jesus' name. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Glory be to the living God. And we say thank you. Now, Father, we commit this service into your hands, that you and you alone will be glorified. Your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified. And Jesus Christ is the King. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. And every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess the Lordship of Jesus. One day and one day sooner than what we may even realize. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, Father, may the thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good afternoon, good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to some of you. Amen, and good evening to the others. Amen. God bless, God bless, God bless, wherever you're calling in from. Amen. We want to greet you this afternoon here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is Lord, for our Sunday fellowship services. Amen. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays, we meet here at 6 in the morning. And on Sundays, we are here, amen, for brunch. We meet for our spiritual breakfast, amen, Monday through Saturdays. And Sundays, we meet for brunch. Brunch is a little extra because, you know, when you eat brunch, you get a little breakfast and you get a little lunch. Amen. So we're talking about our spiritual food. Amen. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we thank God for this platform. Amen. That affords us the opportunity to serve in this capacity. Amen. As we encourage the body of Christ and we take the gospel of Jesus around the globe. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Of the Life Word Jesus, I'm the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And it is always a pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So we just want to thank God for another day. Amen. Glory be to God. It's been some intensity in spiritual warfare going on. Amen. For the last week. Amen. But you know what? We're happy. Amen. Because the Lord led us on a 10-day fast. Today is day number 6. Amen. And this is not the first time, beloved. I have fasted for 40 days. I have fasted for 21 days. Amen. Glory be to God. I will say this 10 days is the most intensified of all the fasting that I have done in my last 45 years. But you know what that's a sign of? Amen. The blessing. And that's because the blessing is right here on our doorstep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Right here on our doorstep. Hallelujah. So we are not discouraged. We are encouraged. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God is going to see us. Amen. Through it. Hallelujah. Because he's the one. Hallelujah. God can bring us to it. But to get to it, he got to bring us through it. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first timers. If this is your first time with us, amen. Greetings, 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 greetings. Amen. And we're just so happy to have you. Amen. Please enjoy our services. Amen. On today. And look, there's no time and distance in the spirit. So you being here with us is just as if we was in a building. Amen. Sitting in church. Glory be to God. The preacher behind the pulpit. You sitting in the pew. Glory be to God. The choir to the left. Glory be to God. The ushers, no difference, beloved. It's no difference. Amen. Hallelujah. So enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. Amen. And not only that, you'll bring somebody with you. Amen. And amen. We want to talk to you this morning. Amen. On a subject. Amen. Glory be to God. I just called it victorious. 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 One word. That is our teaching for today. Amen. And we're coming from a theme, training for reigning. Training for reigning. Amen. We're going to get right into the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to, amen, play one more song. And then after that, amen, we're going to get straight into the word. Have your Bibles open in the book of Genesis, chapter number 37. Genesis, chapter number 37. Amen and amen. amen and amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Beloved, amen. When we read in the book of Genesis, amen, chapter number 37, it tells us, amen, about Joseph. Joseph, amen, was Jacob's son. Jacob, everyone know about Jacob and climbing Jacob's ladder and Jacob wrestling with the angels, amen. But we have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we have brother Abraham, amen, and Sarah, who was called by God, and we know their story, how he is now the father of the Gentiles, amen, and how they had a baby, amen, at the age of 100, glory be to God, 100 years old having babies, glory be to God, and they gave birth, amen, to Isaac, amen, and then Isaac, amen, gave birth, amen, to Jacob, amen. He had, glory be to God, twin boys, amen, Jacob and Esau, amen, and Esau sold his birthright, amen, to his brother, amen. Very, very interesting, amen, in the book of Genesis, amen. Well, Jacob, amen, had 12 sons, amen. Jacob had 12 sons, and Joseph, he loved Rebekah. He had several wives. Amen. We'll talk about that at another time. Amen. Glory be to God about the several wives thing. Amen. He really loved Rebecca. I'm sorry. He loved Rachel. Rachel was the one he really loved. Amen. But she was barren for many years. But she finally gave birth to a son. And that son's, she had two sons, actually. But the firstborn, amen, was Joseph. Amen. Joseph. And so it was her first, but it was Jacob's 11th son. So he had 12 sons, beloved, and he sort of favored Joseph. He favored Joseph, amen, because number one, he was the son of his old age. He was the son of the wife that he really, really loved, and he was a little partial to him, amen, glory be to God. And what happened is because he showed his son favor, the other sons, amen, became jealous. Jealous. The Bible even speaks where he gave him a coat of many colors, an expensive coat, you know, because he wanted to do something for him. And that's the way that went down. Amen. But it caused strife. And it caused division, and it caused jealousy within the family. But beloved, amen, God's hands was on Joseph, because when we follow the lineage of Jesus, we find out that Jesus came through that lineage. Jesus came through that lineage. So Joseph, beloved, was called, he was appointed, and he was anointed. Glory be to God. He was. Glory be to God. And he didn't know it himself. God had to show him it. Glory be to God. God had to show him. Glory be to God. And God would give him dreams, and God would give him a promise. Glory be to God. And he saw in these dreams and his visions that his family was bowing down to him. Glory be to God. And he would share that with his brothers, and his brothers hated him even more. Who do you are that we are going to be bowing down to you? Who do you think you are? See, and so they was already upset because the father was showing favoritism to this one son out of 12. See, and now you're coming up with dreams. And not only did Joseph have the dream once, Joseph had the dream twice. Glory be to God. Twice. And he would share it because he was excited. And he was thinking, you know, that they would be happy for him, but they were not happy with him at all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So what happened here, beloved, amen, because of their hatred for Joseph, what the Bible says when we read in Genesis chapter number 37, verse number 24, and it says, and they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Beloved, we see here that Joseph's brothers really was out to kill him. Now, anytime, beloved, that's why the Bible tells us to deal with jealousy and to deal, amen, with envy, beloved, because see, one thing leads to another. And now, if you're not careful, you're actually at a state of murder. See, and you don't know how you got there, but it all traces back to the envy and the jealousy. They threw their own brother. All of these sons had to, they had different mothers, but they all had the same father. Joseph was their brother. But jealousy caused them to throw him in a pit to die. Throw him in a pit to die, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he would have. Amen. But the hands of the Lord was upon him. Amen. He would have died, but you know he couldn't have died, beloved, because he already had a promise from God. God already showed him the promise. God already showed him the future. God already showed him his destiny. He already showed him that he was going to be exalted. Amen. And he was going to be the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower. Above and not beneath. God had already showed him. So if he had died in that pit, beloved, glory be to God, then that means that would have caused God to come short. Amen. That would have, amen, made God a liar. Glory be to God. See, that would have voided God's promise to him. So Joseph couldn't have died in the pit, although they intended to. And so, beloved, when we continue, amen, to read, amen, through the story of Joseph, we found out that, amen, when his brothers left, well, the oldest brother was going to come back and capture, amen, pull him out of the pit. But when he came back, amen, he wasn't there. He wasn't there. Well, beloved, what happened is a band of slave traders came by, amen, saw him down in the pit, pulled him out of the pit, and sold Joseph as a slave. So we can imagine the mental devastation that's going on, amen. Well, everything that is going on in his mind, in his spirit, in his heart right now, I don't believe my brothers threw me. At first, they ripped the coat off of him. Oh, jealousy will take you there, beloved. Jealousy will take you there. Glory be to God. That showed, amen, where their heart was. Glory be to God. The first thing they did, even before, they didn't throw him in the pit with the coat on. They ripped the coat up. Glory be to God. See? And then they threw him in the pit. They left him to die. Came back. The oldest brother came back and he wasn't there. Sold as a slave. In Potiphar's house. Beloved, as we read the story of Joseph, that for the next 13 years, he goes through hell and high water. For the next 13 years, beloved, he sold into Potiphar's house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Potiphar's wife lied on him. Glory be to God. Wanted him to have sexual relationships with him, with her. He would not do it. She lied on him. Threw him in prison. Potiphar threw him in prison. Glory be to God. In prison, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Joseph had the ability to interpret dreams. And so he interpreted the dream for the butler. He interpreted the dreams for the baker. Glory be to God, told them what was going to go down in 3 days. Amen. That one of them was going to be murdered. The other one was going to be restored to his job for the king. Glory be to God. He said, the only thing I ask is that you remember me when you get out of here. Beloved, 2 whole years. Glory be to God. They didn't remember him. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad when you do things for people and people don't remember you? Hell and high water, hell and high water, hell and high water. But he had the word from God. Beloved, sometimes we get a word from God, amen, and we get disappointed when it don't happen the next day. We get disappointed because it didn't happen the next week. It didn't happen the next month. Why is it taking so long? Glory be to God. 13 years later, went through hell itself, had went down to the prison. Glory be to God. Went from the pit to the prison. 13 years later with a word from God. Glory be to God. And the devil, I'm sure the devil wanted to make him think that his dreams was not from God. His vision was not from God. I know the devil wanted to beat him up to tell him it was the food he was eating. Glory be to God. He was smoking too much marijuana. Glory be to God, whatever. I'm sure the devil worked him over to make him think that God was with them. Ain't no way. If God was with you, boy, you wouldn't been in this prison. If God was with you, boy, you wouldn't have been down in the pit. If God was with you, you wouldn't have folks lying on you like this. If God was with you, it don't take God 13 years to move. God can move in 13 seconds. I'm sure the devil worked Joseph over. Glory be to God. But beloved, we see when we continue to read about the Joseph, that Joseph, everything Joseph did, he prospered. When he was, because God was with him. Oh, my God, my God, my God. God was with him. The same God who gave him the dreams, gave him the promise, was the same God who was with him in the pit. God didn't leave him when he was in the pit. Glory be to God. He said he is always with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. When he went into Potiphar's house and Potiphar's wife had him thrown into prison, making up a lie, false pretenses, God was still with Joseph in the prison. I come to tell you, God is with you in the prison and in the pit. But the devil will want us to think, glory be to God, that because things are going a little contrary, things are a little dark, amen, things are a little adversarial right now, that surely I must have did something wrong. Beloved, Joseph did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Matter of fact, the Bible says everything he touched turned to prophetic gold. God blessed him. Even in the prison. When he went down in the prison, he was a supervisor down there. When he went up to Pharaoh's house, he was a manager in Pharaoh's house. Every place that boy walked, he was walking in the blessings. Even though he had to walk through some dark places. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the sad part, beloved, I'm sure, was when his family turned against him. His own brothers turned against him. Went up into Pharaoh's house. Glory be to God. His wife turned, Pharaoh's wife turned against him. When the people that are closest to you turn up against you, beloved, it's the most piercing, amen, situation. It's the most painstaking situation. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Glory be to God. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Sometimes in our lives, just like Joseph, glory be to God. Joseph was highly favored of God. Hallelujah. I want to come and tell you, let me jump up a little bit, then we'll back up and wrap this up. Beloved, Joseph had a robe of righteousness. Amen. Favor from his father, given unto him. Glory be to God. I want to come and tell you, beloved, you have that same robe. Isaiah 61 and 10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adoreth herself with her jewels. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Joseph had his coat of many colors, and we have ours too. Our robe of righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Joseph was called, appointed, and anointed even before his mother gave birth to him, before the foundations of the world. Beloved, I come to tell you today, so are you. Romans 8 and 29, glory be to God, tells us for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30 says this, Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Before God created the heaven and the earth, God knew you. Before the foundations of the world, the Bible tells us that God called you. It is no accident that you was born. It was no accident. Some of you, your parents might say you might have been an accident. Maybe you grew up, amen, under adoption. Maybe you felt like the parents didn't want you. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But I come to tell you, God did. You could have been conceived in the back of a movie theater. I come to tell you that God had a purpose, and you was no surprise when you burst through Earth's atmosphere. Glory be to God, because God had a calling on your life. God had an assignment. Glory be to God. You handpicked, handpicked. The Bible says that you were handpicked. Glory be to God. The songwriter says we are one in a million. I don't care if you're one in a trillion. I say you are God's one. You are it. You are the one that God has called. Amen. For this generation and for future generations. Glory be to God. God gave Joseph a promise. He gave him a dream. Beloved, what does your dream look like? Glory be to God. What does your dream look like? Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Glory be to God. God has put a dream in your heart. Beloved, the dream that's in your heart, he said, if you delight yourself in me, I will grant you the desires of your heart. Well, where do you think the desires came from? Where do you think the dreams? Don't let nobody kill your dream. They tried to kill Joseph's dream. The only way they could have killed Joseph's dream was to kill Joseph. They tried on several occasions and it didn't work. Glory be to God. Because it was God's dream in Joseph. I come to tell you that the dream that you have in you, God put in you. It is God's dream in you. Glory be to the living God. And that dream came to fruition. God says your gifts will make room for you. And because Joseph was faithful, even in adverse situations, we know, beloved, he could have went to cussing when he was locked up in that prison. He didn't try to defend himself. He didn't look for an attorney. He said, I'm going to let God handle this situation for me. His attitude was good. He could have said, I'm not working. I'm not doing nothing until I get out of here. But the Bible says he was working. He was serving. He became the manager. And he was in jail on false accusations. Attitude remained intact. Beloved, your attitude will determine your aptitude in the Lord. 13 years later. Now, some of y'all know, glory be to God, we don't want to wait 13 hours. We don't want to wait 13 days. Come on, 13 weeks. It's too long. Can I have it right now? Can I have it right now? We don't want to wait. We're living in this microwave generation. How fast can you give it to me? And we know that a lot of God's people right now have given up on God because they feel like God is taking too long. The prophecy came through 10 years ago. We're so discouraged. Glory be to God. Instead of praying for the prophet, we said they prophesied. They didn't prophesy. They prophesied because that prophecy came through 10 years ago. And ain't nothing happened yet. 13 years this boy suffered for righteousness. 13 years he suffered, glory be to God, amen, for something he did not do, beloved. All because somebody hated him. All because the devil was trying to abort his destiny, abort his future, make God look like a liar. Glory be to God. 13 years, beloved, huh? But he hung in there, huh? That's why the Bible tells us in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2. And it reads, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Write the vision, make it plain, beloved. I don't care how long it takes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God's word has no expiration date. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If God said it, hallelujah, so shall it be. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it will be so, because God said so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Joseph didn't faint. Joseph didn't faint. Joseph held on. 13 years. 13 years he held on, beloved. Hallelujah. His attitude was intact. He had the attitude of Brother Job. We want to thank God for Brother Job. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother Job says in Job 13, chapter 13, verse 15, he said, though he slay me. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Brother Job was saying, sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes I'm level to the ground. But I will trust in the Lord until I die. What Brother Job was saying is, I will trust him even where I cannot trace him. I will trust the process. I will trust what God is doing. See, beloved, Joseph did not know he was in training for reigning. Joseph didn't know. Joseph was just a 17-year-old teenager. Amen. He didn't know. Glory be to God. He was going to the throne. But if God had did it right then, he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for the throne at age 17. There was still some preparation. There was still some training. There was still some grooming. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Would you give your little five-year-old, amen, $100 and send them down to the corner store? Nah. There was still some training, some grooming that had to be done. Amen, hallelujah. But Joseph didn't realize that he was in training, amen, for reigning. Hallelujah, that he was going to meet his destiny. His destiny was not going to be aborted. Glory be to God. Now, he probably thought, amen, it was going to be easy. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. In spite of the difficulty, amen, he retained his integrity. And I'm sure it hurt him when he found out, amen. I think that's probably the worst part, if we put ourselves in Joseph's place, amen, that his own family turned against him, that Potiphar's wife turned against him when he had did nothing wrong. But beloved, amen, this is why we read in Luke 14 and 26. It says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. What? Sometimes family will turn against you. Sometimes family do not want to support you. Sometimes family do not want to endorse you. A prophet is without honor, except in his own household. Beloved, it's a hurt piece. But you have to be willing, glory be to God, according to this scripture right here. Glory be to God, beloved, to dissever it and say, we'll come back to that. We'll revisit that later. Glory be to God. But for right now, amen, God is first. He said, you must love me with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength, all of your might. Beloved, you can't put family before God. You can't do it. God is first. The family is second. The church is third. Glory be to God. God is first. And anytime, amen, we put, amen, other people before God, we make them God. We demote God with the capital G down to the little G, and then we make our family members, we promote them from the small G to the big G. See, because they are gods, but their gods are for small G. But we never, beloved, can make the little G the big G. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, what we saw with Joseph remained faithful. Oh, we don't know how many of us, amen, would still have that testimony after 13 years. And beloved, you think that living in the prison, amen, being incarcerated today is unpleasant? You can only imagine what it was back then. The rats running all around. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we can only imagine. But he still remained faithful. Proverbs 28 and 20 tells us that a faithful man shall abound with blessings. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall be not be innocent. A faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. When we remain faithful to God, in spite of the trials, in spite of the tribulations, in spite of what we thought, in spite of anything, amen. We God remains first in our lives. He says that a faithful person shall abound with blessings. Every step you take, amen, you will walk in increase, even when it looked like it. See, Joseph was winning even though it looked like he was losing, because every day Joseph was getting closer to his destiny, even though he couldn't see it. Beloved. But Joseph, amen, kept his faith in God. That's what helped his attitude to stay at such a high level. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me share this with you here also. Isaiah chapter number 43. Isaiah chapter number 43, verse 2. When thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And thou shalt, when thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Joseph had to walk through the fire and the flood. See, God don't always blow the fire out in the beginning. But beloved, God will walk with you through the fire. And because God is walking with you through the fire, as he walked with Joseph through these fiery trials, you're going to come out like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said they was in the fiery furnace, glory be to God, and not even the hair on their head was singed. Now, beloved, glory be to God, when I cook my chicken, they say they can't find much chicken right now. And I love me some chicken wings, and I burn that hair off that chicken wing before I cook it. Baby, don't take me for about 15 seconds to put that tip over there over my gas stove and burn that hair up. It don't take hair long to singe, baby. But the Lord said he going to bring you out the fire unsinged. He going to bring you out the fire not smelling like smoke. He going to bring you out the fire and nobody even know you was in the fire. Why? Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because, amen, of your focus. Hallelujah. Joseph focused. Joseph stayed focused. Hallelujah. I will keep my head up to the hills. Amen. From which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. Amen. He did not focus on the situation. He did not focus on the fiery, on the fire. He did not focus on the wind. He did not focus on the boisterous winds like Peter did when Peter was walking on the water. Peter was fine until he shifted his focus. And then he began to fall. But Joseph didn't. Joseph, amen, is a type of Christ, beloved. This is the point I want to show you as I wrap this message up today. Beloved, the Bible says, if you don't know the story of Joseph, I encourage you to read it. He went to bed one night in the prison. The butler, the baker, had already been released 2 years prior. He asked them to remember him, and they didn't. Sometimes when you do people a favor, they don't remember you. But somebody said, God remembers. Huh. All glory be to God. Hallelujah. My grandmother used to sing a song. Remember me. Oh, Lord, remember me. Well, beloved, guess what? The baker and the butler didn't remember Joseph, but guess who did? They said Joseph went to bed one night in the prison. The guards came in waking him up in the middle of the night. Oh, my God, Jesus. Glory be to God, hallelujah, because the king had a dream. The king, amen, had a dream, couldn't interpret the dream, amen. Glory be to God, he didn't know it meant 7 years of upcoming famine, 7 years of feast. He didn't know, amen, and he said, amen, he said, look, somebody got to help me interpret this dream or you're all going to die. Then, amen, when the pressure was put upon, amen, the baker, then the baker said, you know what, I remember this guy when I was in prison. He interprets the dreams. Your gifts will make room for you. He remembered Joseph. He remembered Joseph's gift. He remembered that Joseph could interpret dreams. He said, go and get him. Beloved, let me tell you something. When your hour come, glory be to God, hallelujah, it got to come and get you. Glory be to God, hallelujah. They said Joseph went to bed in the prison. They woke him up in the middle of the night, dressed him up, shaved him, got him dressed, and went to see the king. Beloved, God will deliver you from the prison to the palace in one night. God will take you from poverty to prosperity in one night. God will take you from sickness to health in one night. God will take you from the guttermost to the uttermost in one night. What a difference a day makes. It was Joseph's time, in the fullness of time. Glory be to God. God said, I'm going to do this thing, Joseph, not now, hallelujah, but in my time, in due season, hallelujah. He went before Pharaoh, interpreted the dream. The dream was the what it is, and he said, you know what, you got a promotion here. He became the vice president of the country, beloved. An ex-con, somebody with a track record like that. Don't you tell me what God won't do. Beloved, amen, it's time for us to be delivered. We got to stop looking at our past, stop looking at our failures, stop looking at our mistakes. Abraham was telling lies, glory be to God. That his wife was his sister. Glory be to God. Moses, amen, was a murderer. Amen. David was a murderer. Glory be to God. We got to stop looking at our past and voiding our future. The promises of God, beloved, are yes and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The gifts of God are without repentance. If God said it, amen, God meant what he said. And God is going to do it. Hallelujah. He was in training for reigning. And the Bible tells us in Genesis 41 and 14, it says, and Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself, changed his raiment, and came in to Pharaoh. I come to prophesy this morning, amen, that you're coming out of the dungeon. I say you're coming out of the muck and the mire. You're coming up from your low place. You're coming up from your place of devastation. I know it looked like it was no way out. I know you thought it was over. I know you thought it was a done deal. I come to prophesy that you're coming out. Hallelujah. Now, in Jesus' name, this is your time. Hallelujah. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And they brought, amen, hallelujah, this jailbird to the king. Glory be to God. I prophesy, glory be to God, that God is about to promote, amen, glory be to God, your life, amen, hallelujah, so high that people around the world, amen, will be asking, where did you come from? I prophesy that God is about to make you a household name. Oh, glory be to God. The people will be scratching their head and saying, hey, where did they come from? This can't be the person, glory be to God, with that faulty history, with that faulty past, with that cracked up credit report. Oh, glory be to God, with that record. Glory be to God, divorced 3 times. Glory be to God, whatever the situation is. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able, beloved, to put it together. God is able to take mess up. God is able to take tragedies. God is able to take devastating situations and bring beauty. He can bring beauty out of ashes. Hallelujah. We just can't give up. We can't give up, beloved. We have to realize that we're in training. Amen for reigning. And you know the beautiful part about Joseph's story? Joseph had no iniquity in his heart towards his brothers when he was reunited with him. Not only did his brothers bow the way he said, they bowed 5 times. Read the story in the book of Genesis. They bowed 5. God is not a man and God is not a liar. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. He could have threw it in his brother's face, but he didn't do it, beloved. He chose to forgive, amen, his brothers. Mark, amen, 11 and 25, amen. It tells us, verse number 24 tells us that we have the faith, the grain of a mustard seed to speak to the mountain. Then it goes on in verse number 25. It says, but when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. When we do not forgive other people, God don't forgive us. No, we don't know what they did to you, but God know what they did to you. But the thing is this, what about what did you do to God? But yet he forgave us. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. All of us have trespassed. All unrighteousness is sin. See? But God didn't throw that in our face. Remember when you did this? Remember when you did that? Remember when you did this? No, he said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Joseph didn't hold it against his brothers, but he chose to forgive. And that just released the blessing. Amen. There was no blockages. There was no hindrance, beloved. Hallelujah. In the blessing flowing through his life. Beloved, we do not want to be blocked. We don't want our blessings blocked. The blessings of the Lord make it rich. He adds no sorrow to it. We don't want our blessings blocked. We have to forgive some people. Yes, what they did to you was mean. It was unrighteous. It was unholy. It was downright evil. But you got to forgive them, baby. You got to forgive them. You want to know why? Well, I'm going to tell you right now as I close. Glory be to God. This is why. Because, amen, when Joseph's brother, when he finally revealed to them, first they didn't recognize that he was Joseph because it was 13 years. He had matured now. Amen. He was a man. He was 30 years old. He had gotten a wife. He married the king's daughter. Amen. He had 2 sons. Amen. Glory be to God. When they finally realized it was his brother, and then they weeping, glory be to God, and crying. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, he could have killed them if he wanted to, but he didn't. But this is what Joseph said, beloved, in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Joseph said, but as for you, you thought evil against me, But God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people. See, beloved, amen, what people mean for evil, God will turn it around for good. Glory be to God. That's why Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and for them that are called according to his purpose. Only God can take a mess up, glory be to God, hallelujah, and make that thing perfect. Only God can take devastation, amen, and bring it together. Only God can take something that's broken and put it back together without any cracks and without any glue. Only God can do this thing. And so this is Joseph was in training for reigning. God was orchestrating the events. And this is the way, amen, that he chose to take Joseph. I come to tell somebody, be encouraged today. This is the way that God chose to take you. He has not left you. He has not abandoned you. He is with you. It's going to be just the way God says it's going to be. God is going to do what he said he's going to do. It's just a matter of time. Glory be to God. But I decree to somebody today that now is your time. Hallelujah. Give God some praise that you're in training for reigning. You are victorious. Joseph came out on top. He lived to be an old man, rich. Hallelujah, that God has fulfilled his promises through him. Well, God is going to fulfill his promises through you. Hallelujah. Huh. God said he'll honor his word above his name. Huh. Hallelujah. Huh. Training for reigning. Training for reigning. Hallelujah. Verse number 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us. God was with Joseph. God's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Immutable. God was with Joseph, and God is with you. Whatever your name is today, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Just because you're having some hard days, God said you didn't do nothing. Come up out of that guilt and self-condemnation. Come on, shake yourself loose. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. You ain't did nothing, baby. It's just a process that you got to go through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And train him for reigning. Hallelujah. Forgive him. Let him go. Forgive him and let him go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on God. Don't shift. Hallelujah. Our light afflictions, which what? Just for a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, it's going to bring about a far more exceeding weight of glory. Hallelujah. You shall come through this. Weeping may endure for a night. We sure Joseph, the Bible didn't say Joseph didn't cry. I'm sure he did. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You might sow in tears, but baby, the harvest is coming. The harvest is coming. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Hold on. Hold on, saints. Hallelujah. Pharaoh's about to call you out to prison. Oh, glory be to God. Pharaoh's about to call you out to prison. That spirit of Pharaoh's about to call you out to prison. Hallelujah. Promotion doesn't come from the east, the west, or the south, but promotion coming from God. Oh, God knows where you are, baby. He sees your address. He knows what's going on. He knows where to find you. He don't need a GPS. He knows how to locate you. Hallelujah. He don't need 5G to locate you. He knows where you are, and he's coming for you. He's coming for you. Hallelujah. Don't wait. Don't wait, beloved, till the battle's over. Shout right now. Amen. And amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, that we are victorious. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that when we walk with you, we win when it looks like we're losing. Matter of fact, Father, we can't lose. God, that we choose. Because if God be for us, our enemies are in trouble. If God be for us, the devil himself is in trouble. Father God, your word will never return unto you void. You have promised each and every one of your children a bright future, a prosperous future. Father God, you have promised us a destiny in you. And Father God, even though we are coming against opposition, Father God, heartbreaking opposition, crushing opposition. Father God, when we are weak, then are we strong. And we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Father God, we pray today for somebody that was about to give up. We pray for somebody that has already given up. Father God, that you would open the eyes of their understanding today to see that it's just a test. It's just a test, Father. Hallelujah. They was in your university of training for absolute reigning. And they win if they don't give up and not get weary. Help them to get their faith back. Help them to get their hope back, Father. This day, return back to faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please you. We say thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. God bless each and every one of you. Glory be to God. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, give your life to him. Give your life to him. Glory be to God today. Start the process. Start the process. Glory be to God. Let's ask the Lord. Repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I ask that you would forgive me for my sins. I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. I invite him into my heart to live, to rule, to reign. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is confirmed in the book of life. Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you just did that, you're saved. That's the beginning of your new process. You have been born again. Amen. Reach out to us here at lifewordjesus.org. We want to hear from you. Amen. Does our heart so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes I see people and they say, yo, I listen to you all the time. It means so much to us to know that you've been blessed by the ministry. Glory be to God. You got saved under this ministry. If there's anything we can do to pray with you, pray for you, we want to hear from you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And anything we can do to help you to grow in your spiritual walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Our website address is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, Glenside, PA, 19038, 19038. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. We ask that you would consider being a partner with this ministry. Amen. The gospel is free. Amen. It takes money to be through ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you'd like to sow into the word of God, amen. Your tithes, offerings, or donations, amen. God bless you. Amen. As we receive our tithing offerings even now, amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. This soil is good, fruitful soil. Amen. This soil is a soil of prayer. Amen. And we strive to walk in faith, love, and obedience. Amen. We don't play church. We don't play church. Amen. We are a bunch of God lovers here. Amen. And so you'll be definitely sowing in fertile soil as you sow your seed. Amen. If you have a need, we must sow a seed. We are on day number 6 of 10 days of fasting. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We will be back at 5:30. Amen. So that we might break our fasting for today. Our corporate prayer petition, we are praying for families, our families, everybody else's family. And we are especially praying for the children, our children and children of the world. God knows who our children need prayer. Amen. So this is our, amen, petition on today. And we will be praying. Wednesday will be the conclusion. Amen. 6 o'clock on Wednesday, we'll be concluding our 10 days. It's not too late to jump in. It's not too late to jump in. Amen. We're fasting from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, drinking plenty of water. Amen. Plenty of fluids. Amen. Glory be to God. If you can't do the 12 hours, do what you can. Do what you can. Amen. Hallelujah. God sees your sacrifice. You're not doing this as unto man. You're doing it as unto God. Amen. And as I said earlier, I know that this is going to be, hallelujah, the best one yet. Normally we fast for 21 days. This year, God said 10, because it's not in the numbers, it's in the obedience. The spiritual warfare has been intense. We already got the message. I ain't going to not gonna tell you what I'm going through right now and have been going through for the last week. But you know what? I'm not sad. I'm encouraged. Because that's just a confirmation of what's going to be revealed when this fasting time is over. Amen. Some kind only come by prayer and fasting. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, if you're a first-time visitor, may we please hear from you. Glory be to God. All of our lovely ministry partners, God bless you all. Amen. Thank you for your prayers for me. Let us continue to pray one for another. Lord's willing, set your clock to be back with us at 5:30 tonight. Amen. And we're going to pray for half an hour. Half an hour. We break fast at 6 and we sit down and eat our dinner. Amen. 5 o'clock. Amen. Live on Facebook, Monday through Fridays. Amen. You can find us. Amen. At Alfreda Bradford on Facebook. We do a half an hour of prayer every morning, Monday through Fridays, Facebook Live, 5 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock, we come back, amen, for our spiritual breakfast. Amen. Hallelujah. At 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. We have an altar prayer where we meet on the same telephone number 2 times a day, 12 o'clock noon, and then back at 9 o'clock. So the prayer warriors are here. Amen. Taking your prayer requests, praying for you, praying with you. And God said, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven. God will forgive our sins and he will heal the land. And we will say this ministry has many testimonies and we haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the service today. Thank you for the offerings, Father God, coming in. Father God, thank you for the souls that have given their life to Christ. Thank you for the spirit of encouragement. Father God, when somebody was about to give up, Father God, somebody didn't know what was going on, we say thank you, Father God, for just helping us to see that we are in training for reigning and we are already victorious. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah to him, amen, who was able to keep you from falling and how to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you. Amen. May the Lord keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings. And he is the Lord of lords. Amen. Everybody walk in the blessing. Because the blessing manifestation is here. And remember, a promise is a promise with the Lord. A promise is a promise with the Lord. Amen. You're in training for reigning, baby. Prepare to sit on the throne. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.
We know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yeah.